You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And once you do, the magic will begin to happen. I'm happy to use my life as an example so that others can learn. You may have to let some things go before you become successful. Success looks different on everybody, and so does the process. Some of you want success but don't want to let go of the exact thing that's in your way of obtaining success. You can't have it both ways. Welcome to Living Your Truth with Tavares. Wow, thank you. I am living in my blessing. Thank you so much. This is great. Wow. Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How y'all doing today? How are you doing? I'm so happy to be here with you all. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you all. What's up to everybody up top? What's up to everybody in the middle? And what's up to everybody down here around me? How y'all doing today? What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm feeling this. I'm feeling it. I feel everything. I love it. I love the energy in here. Absolutely. Today we're talking about ditch the mask. Yep. Some of us rock a mask. Some of us have been rocking a mask for a very long time. And we're gonna, you know, unpack a few things and talk about some other things when it comes to ditching the mask. Look, I've rocked the mask. It took me a long time to ditch the mask. Sometimes you can still slip into rocking the mask. How? It's easy. You've been doing it for a long time. So when it comes to creating a new habit, that can be challenging in itself. Never mind having to also do something else like ditch the mask. So when we ditch the mask, we allow our authentic selves to shine through. We allow ourselves to feel the awkwardness of whatever it is that we may be trying to avoid or evade. Whatever it is that we may, you know, try to push to the side there. We may not want to confront that right now. We all, you know, have friends or know people, or we've been in conversations where someone said, you know what, I'm not ready to go there. That's what I'm referring to. A lot of the times, and not just, you know, rocking the mask in that way, because, you know, I do understand that people are looking to protect themselves, right? We got to be mindful of that. So some people are rocking the mask because they need protection. They need protection from what they feel they may endure if they reveal themselves just a little bit. And that life that they're living is probably a little excruciating to them. This is why I want to talk about ditch the mask. When I was rocking my mini masks back in the day growing up and all that, because, you know, I'm trying to figure out who I am, right? So I'm trying masks on, right? You know, I'm going through them like revolving doors because that's a part of life, right? You're trying to understand who you are. You're evolving, you're evolving, you're evolving. And so through my experiences, what I found was I couldn't rock any one mask for too long because the mask began to, in my opinion, not really fit anymore. And then it would kind of like lose its fitting. And so I'd want to kind of create a better fitting mask, if you will. And in doing that, it allowed me to see myself in different ways. My creativity was really expanding at this time. I was born a creative, so you could imagine what it's like for me to be growing up and then thinking about, okay, I can be this person, I could be that person. When I'm with these people, I could be this. And so we all kind of go through this moment in time or this period in time where we may be a follower for a little while. But you only follow for as long as you're willing to follow for, because before you realize, huh, I could do this leading thing. And so as a leader, I knew that being in a position to recognize the mask would even be better. So not only was I rocking the mask, but I was able to identify when other people were rocking a mask. But it wasn't until I was really being authentic with myself to where I start to understand exactly what it meant to not be rocking the mask anymore, to be my authentic self. And that came with understanding I was going to be uncomfortable at times. I was going to have to face some things about myself that I really had to go through, not so much around, above, or under, but I had to go through. So here we are. Living Your Truth with Tavares, we're going there. We're going there today. We're going to be talking about ways to ditch the mask, what to look for when your friends are possibly rocking a mask and they don't really want to reveal themselves. And that's okay. But the life I am living and the season I am in, I'm a servant leader. So it's interesting what happens when I let go of my mask. It's almost as if I welcome others who are ready to let go of theirs as well. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Sit tight. We're paying some bills and we'll be right back.
If you love hip hop, if you love hip hop, if you love hip hop, try to keep that in the spot. Try to keep that in the spot.
Get your next nutrition coach at thebodysynthesis.com today. Hey, everybody. Tavares here.
What's up, y'all? This is Nicki Minaj.
And you are rocking with us at Living Your Truth with Tavares podcast. Nicki, you know I love you, girl.
Beachgoers all know the best way to start the day. It's breakfast at Burgers West. Breakfast is cooking at Burgers West every morning. Why, you can just about smell the fresh hot coffee brewing up and down the beach. Try the Sun Up sandwich, cheese, eggs, and 2 ounces of sausage on a hot fresh bun for only 99 cents. Burgers West, 1794 Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. There's a whole bunch of farm fresh 2-inch thick almonds to choose from. Cheese, sausage and cheese, chili and cheese. Just great with Burgers West fresh hot coffee, down home mouth-watering biscuits, and southern fried taters. Breakfast at Burgers West. It will set you straight for the whole day and get you going on your way. 1794 Beach Boulevard near Pacific Coast Highway in friendly Huntington Beach. Great quality eating at down home prices. See for yourself if they don't have the best darn breakfast along the entire coast. Open at 6 a.m. every day of the week. Burgers West. Great meals at great prices.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Hello. We're talking about ditch the mask and what that looks like and how does it feel when you ditch the mask. Freedom is what comes to mind when I ditched my many masks. And look, I still have to be in a present state of mind to be mindful so that I'm not slipping into the program and putting the mask back on. See, it's going to take time. I've been rocking it for a very long time. So it's going to take time. And this is what I want you to understand for yourself. When you're ready to let go of that mask, when you're ready to, you know, come from behind what you think or believe you've been hiding behind or avoiding or evading, then you'll have this sense of freedom. You'll have this sense of empowerment. You'll understand that no one's actually even judging you. It's all in your head. You're telling yourself these stories that then become a part of our reality. If we're thinking about our problems, if we're worrying about our problems, we're living in the past. So let's stay present, because a lot of the times those problems, I like to call them obstacles, but those problems that you may be telling yourself you have, again, those are stories you're telling yourself. Language, language, language. I'm going to say it like that so that it sticks to you when you listen. Language matters. How are you labeling things? I've been there. I have to correct myself still. I got to be mindful. Got to be mindful of the way I'm labeling things, because that language, once I hear it myself, I hear myself say it, then that is law, right? I'm buying into that. So I got to be mindful of that language. Very important. What to look for? A lack of eye contact. That's, to me, one of the most obvious. I feel like when people are a little uncomfortable with who they are or just uncomfortable talking about whatever the subject matter may be at the time, they tend to look around, their eyeballs, they tend to bounce around, left, right, up and down. Very little eye contact. I look for eye contact. Eye contact to me is a sign of respect, but really I think it's also a sign of more self-respect. I think when you are able to have that eye contact, I feel like you get to open up and go into a different dimension with another individual. because the eyes are just, boom, you're locked in. I feel like the energy is just like really kicking up another notch. And so that information that's being shared, it's just a informational highway, if you will. And you're able to really connect over things like, you know, good conversations, cool subject matters, whatever the case is. But eye contact, I feel, is very important. Also, I'm going to say deflecting. Definitely deflecting. If you're in a conversation with someone who's deflecting quite a bit, they're rocking a mask. Absolutely. Are some people just uncomfortable and they don't want to go there? Yeah, that's absolutely, for sure. But how long are you going to be uncomfortable for? So I'm not saying that the timeline on being uncomfortable. What I'm saying is, if you want to get better and you're tired of being uncomfortable in your own skin, then at what point are you going to do something about it? That's what I'm encouraging. The thoughts that go into that process. That's what I'm encouraging. See, I've been the person who's been waiting around for something to happen. I've been that person. And I had to get intentional about my personal growth. I had to start going to seminars. I had to read. I love to read now. I picked up some books. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Casey. I love you. He gave me this book I think it was David Goggins. And from there, it just, my interest kept peaking, and I started to get intentional about the material I was reading for myself and how that was going to help me. Because I understood if language matters to me, what I'm speaking to myself and how I'm thinking to me, then the language that I'm reading, that I'm inputting, that I'm downloading while I'm listening or reading books is just as valuable, right? Right. So I got intentional about that, and that just now has me in this space where not only am I enjoying to learn, enjoying to read, but I understand I'm also feeding myself. So it's like continued education that I'm truly enjoying, and I'm continuously nurturing my intellect, my spirit, my heart. Yeah, I like that. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back. What you say?
I heard it through the grapevine.
Remember, practice positive self-talk. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself.
What it do? It's your boy, Baby Bash. Yeah, though.
And you're listening to Living Your Truth with Tavares Podcast. Yo, Bash. Thank you, player. Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How are you doing today, everybody? It's a lovely Saturday. Y'all know how we do. Today we're talking about ditch the mask. Some people are like, I don't know about that. I see hair shaking, eyebrows raising, all that good stuff. Look, we all are different with different people. And we've seen this. We've actually called people out for being different with different people. Have we not? Yes, we have. It's happened repeatedly in society over and over. You may know some people. I know some people. You may have done it. I think I've done it before. Who knows? The point is that no longer do we, you know, should we be doing that. Except love everybody, right? As they are, right? And we all make mistakes. We all grow from our mistakes. At least I like to believe that we should. Doesn't mean that we do. But I have. I felt that I must. Needed to, it was best for me to, put it like that. I had to grow. There was a long period of time where I wasn't growing. I was doing the same thing, getting the same results, and it was a nasty pattern. Remember what I said before? Everything has a pattern to it, and I mean everything. Everything in life has a pattern to it, okay? Now, if it's a bad pattern for you, the fact that you recognize the pattern means that you can break the pattern. That's a life hack right there. But you have to be intentional. You have to want to break the pattern, okay? You can't be like, oh my God, I recognize the pattern. The pattern sucks. The pattern's not useful for me anymore or to me anymore. But then you're still perpetuating the pattern. You dig what I'm saying? No. If we want things to change, we have to raise our standards. That's one way of looking at it. If we want things to change in our lives, we have to change something we do daily. That's another way of looking at it, all right? Ditching the mask can be uncomfortable. It really can, because you've been at this for a very long time. You've been rocking this mask for a long time. Some of us have actually bought in to the mask that we've built for ourselves, only to find that when we're alone, our true feelings come out. Love yourself. That's a great place to start. Self-love, self-awareness, it's a great place to start. Get up, get out, get a hobby, go run. Create a routine, a healthy routine, a routine that says love is all you. And in that routine, you can create things that speak of love to you. If you like to go out to nature, you can do that. Go on a hike, go on a run, take a walk. If you like to go get a spa day, go do a spa day. You can do the hike first, and then the reward to yourself is the spa day. And look, do it your way. The point is, you could put yourself in a position to elevate. You could put yourself in a position to begin to ditch that mask, because the mask, after a while, is going to begin to crack anyway. We get older, our feelings change, our biology changes, beliefs, values, those change. So it's only right as we get older, as we mature or evolve, get better, as I say, we're in a position to grow. Growth is key. We have to grow. I do know some people who don't want to grow in life. They're comfortable right where they are. How do I know? Because I've asked them. And they're like, no, I'm good right where I'm at. That's cool too. That's cool too. I believe there's a space for everybody in this world. So that's okay too. I'm not going to shame them or shade them. What's wrong with that? They can do their thing. That's cool. I know the trajectory of my journey. I know what I want for myself. I know what I want to leave within the legacy. And so when we ditch the mask, this is what we are opening ourselves up to. A nice, pure legacy built on experience, peaks and valleys, the left and the right ways of doing things. And then we're servant leaders on top of all that. We've taken opinions of what people have had of us. We've taken their best shot. They've hated on us. They pointed the finger at us and they told us we'd be nothing. And yet we still stand. We stand with our chest out and our head high, and we look them right in the eye and they say, I'm here and I'm present and I'm with purpose. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back. Don't forget to pick up my new book, Kissed by the Wind, A Book of Poems and Passions, Volume 3, out now on Amazon Books. Go ahead and search Tavares Allen Garrett and get yourself a copy. Thank you for your support.
Hey, come outside. Check out my new car I just got from Riverside Premier Motors. They hooked me up. Riverside Premier Motor has everything you're looking for in a vehicle. Dependability, gas saver, mid-size, full-size, SUVs, and luxuries. Bad credit, no credit, bankruptcies,
no worries.
Financing is available. Riverside Premier Motors is a pre-owned late model dealer that provides customers with a complete automotive experience, Carfax, and competitive prices. Riverside Premier Motors is dedicated to customer satisfaction. We're passionate about our cars, and we intend on sharing that passion with our customers. Come by today and check out our affordable inventory of dependable cars. Riverside Premier Motors is located in Riverside. From the 91 East, take the 215 North and exit Lock Dina, or call us 951-682-7770, 951-682-770, or hit us up online, www.riversidepremiermotors.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How are you doing today? What's up, everybody? We're talking about ditch the mask. What does it mean to be your authentic self? Put simply, authenticity means you're true to your own personality, your values, your spirit, regardless of the pressure that you're under to act otherwise. And I've been there. How many of y'all been there? Okay. See some hands. That's right. For sure. Don't give in to the pressures. Don't act otherwise to fit in. There's no future in that. That's not a good look, okay? You're honest with yourself. That's what matters. Being honest with yourself and with others, okay? Take responsibility for your mistakes. That is being your authentic self. Look, authenticity for some people is very difficult. For others, it's very easy. I'll say this. For the people that come across and being authentic is easy for them, I believe it's because they don't worry a lot or at all even about what people think of them, period. They go about their business. They go about their lives. They handle their business, and they love themselves, and they don't... You know, they manage their expectations of themselves. I do believe that. I manage my expectations of myself so that I don't get too far ahead of myself. Am I perfect? Hell no. Do I try to be? Hell to the no. What's the point of trying to be perfect out here, ladies and gentlemen, and children with their parents' permission? There's no sense in trying to be perfect. I tried it. Let me tell you something. It's a whole lot of work for a whole lot of nothing. And a whole lot of nothing is the self-inflicted pressures and the stressors and, you know, thinking that, oh, my God, if I don't have this, they're going to think that. How am I going to look if I pull up on this without that? What's everyone going to think if I can't have those? Let me tell you something. Don't nobody think about what you don't have more than yourself, period. There's nobody else around you that's more concerned with what you have than their own stuff. So you can let that go, okay? When we ditch the mask, these are some of the things that we are able to walk away from. While we have the mask on, we're so concerned with what people think, what they have to say about us, if they like us, do they not, what they say, blah, 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 blah. I used to be there, too, and it sucked. Because I found myself getting caught up easily. I was getting caught up in conversations. My blood pressure was raising up and down. I'm calling friends like, yo, what did he say? That's crazy. That's completely crazy. There's no need for that. You can do more with your time. I could do more with my time. And I did do more with my time. And that is why I'm now a servant leader. That's why I hold several certifications in helping others be better versions of themselves. Because I was like, hey, yo. Let me just help other people get what they want in life. I like that. I like that lane. I like that vibration for myself. I like that frequency for myself. I like to help people understand what it means to bring your authentic self, okay? Bring your whole self, all right? It goes beyond simply doing your best. It means staying true to yourself and opening up and sharing your strengths. Achieving this authenticity requires self-discovery. All right, which is not as simple as it sounds. Self-discovery, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen and children with their parents' permission, you gotta be willing to go there. Are you willing to go there? And I mean go there. I ain't talking about kinda go there, halfway go there, like kinda go there to tell your friends that you went there, but you really didn't go there. I'm talking about going there. Going to the dark corners of your mind. Going to that shade vault or that shame vault where you got all those things you've been packing away for years and 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 years. And you hope that nobody ever, 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 ever finds them out. That's what I'm talking about. Reveal the truth to yourself. Reveal the ugliness to yourself. And remember, this is everything that you have self-inflicted upon yourself. This ain't nothing that I'm talking about. This is that space that I'm familiar with. You're familiar with. We've been there before, and we don't ever want to go back unless what? Unless we're ready. And that's what this is about. Ditching the mask so you can be ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back. Hey, Tavares here from Living Your Truth with Tavares. Always take time for your mental health. You matter. You are very important. And many people love having you around. So take the time for your mental health. I know life can get crazy. I know we all get busy. I know we gotta be here, there, here. Oh yeah, and can't forget that meeting. I get it. But take the time to give yourself enough time so that you can cruise along into your day and about your day. There's no need to be playing catch up throughout the day. We all hate that feeling. I know I do. I can't stand rushing. It gets on my last nerve. So I do myself the honor and the privilege of giving myself a bit more time just so that I don't have to rush. There's no need to build up all that angst, all that cortisol inside your body, all that adrenaline. It's not good for you. So give yourself the time. And have a great day. We'll see you next week. Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How's everybody doing today? I am feeling so good. Today we're talking about ditch the mask. You dig what I'm saying? Ditch the mask. Get from behind that thing. That's just you in your own way anyway. And you're only feeding into the ego and the super ego. That's it. You're not even pouring into your authentic self. You're not even pouring into your true self. What you're doing is you're pouring in that imposter juice. That's what you're doing. You're pouring that into yourself. Imposter juice. And then you're going to end up getting what? The imposter syndrome. That's right. I understand that the mask is comfortable. I get it. You built it. It's a custom fit. Got all the features, all the upgrades. It's dope. It completely goes with your personality. It goes with all your outfits, your shoes, all that. I get it. I totally get it. But you're going to be growing and evolving and changing. And you're going to see that having that mask around, man, it gets a little heavy after a while. Gets a little heavy after a while. You don't want to have that thing on you. You're like, gosh, I got to go fix this mask. I gotta fix it on this side. It's starting to crack over here. But you want to go out so bad and you want to fit in so bad, right? And what you going to do? You're going to fix that mask up. Uh-huh. You're going to fix it up. That's what you're going to do. Because you'd rather go through that than go through the pain and what it takes to be the real, authentic, and true you. I've been there too. That's why I can speak to this. The authentic self is also known as your true self. It's the opposite of your ego, the opposite of your false self. This is the self you were created to be. When you are your authentic self, staying true to you, because more important, it's about what matters to you, not what matters to other people. So embrace being your true self. Embrace being your authentic self. Embrace the pain that comes with that. You know what's going to happen when you do that? You're going to get stronger. That's what's going to happen when you do that. You're going to increase your self-worth. You're going to increase your momentum. The energy around you is going to raise up. Your vibration is going to increase. Your frequencies are going to really open up and touch people, therefore opening up more frequency doors for you to walk through. That's what's going to happen to you. See, when people avoid, they stay behind the mask. But when you get from behind that mask, you start to see there's a whole new world available to you. Available with a whole lot of power, a whole lot of good energy, a whole lot of reinforcement, a whole lot of vigor, a lot of clean energy. reusable energy, endless amounts of it, because of how you feel about yourself. You are the source of all your experiences. Make no mistake about that. You are pure energy. You transmit energy. You are a walking mass of energy. Everything you touch, everything you speak, everything you think, energy. So own your energy. Embrace your energy. Get familiar with your energy. Cultivate more of that good energy that makes up you and who you are. And you share it every day. You share it every single day. Every day. You cast your light on somebody else whose energy may be just a little bit lower than yours. And you give them a little dose of your energy. You become an energy giver at that time. You go from being an energy taker to being an energy giver when you ditch that mask. That's what happens. The mask, again, after a while, it gets heavy. It's been cracking. You try to put it back together. You've used Gorilla Glue, Super Glue, Elmer's Glue, all types of glue. Duct tape, black duct tape, gray duct tape. Don't matter what kind of duct tape, mask tape, all that tape. It's still cracking on you. You know why it's cracking? Because it's time to evolve. It's time to change. It's time for you to do something about it. This is Living the Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Have you ever found yourself in a state of mind where you've been looking for validation outside of yourself? Have you ever wondered if things were going your way simply because you felt like things were kind of standing still? See, I've learned in those moments, that's when things are happening the most. We won't always have hints or signs that things are happening. The mere fact that you're breathing, something's happening. When you are sitting still, something's happening. It's a part of your process, just like it's a part of mine. I'm in a new season, much like you are. And in this season, I'm contributing to others. I'm serving others. I'm helping other people figure out who they are. And I'm so grateful for that, just like you. I'm grateful for you. And you are probably grateful for someone else. People like us, we persevere with love. Love is the emotion behind everything that I do. I've been judged. I've been knocked down only to get back up again. And I mean, every single time, I've gotten back up again, just like you. People like us, you can't keep us down. It's too hard to keep us down. Our light is too bright. Our vibration is too high. The frequency doors continue to open. The more we believe in ourselves, the more others believe in us. And on that journey, you will not make everybody happy. And that's okay too, because not everybody can go where you're going. You're special. You're important. I see you. Even when you may not even see yourself, I still see you. Because that's what leaders do. We see the future. We understand that optimism is a part of our journey. We understand that haters come in all shapes and sizes. But we also understand the power that we possess. Continue to ascend and believe in yourself, no matter what anyone tells you, you are worth it.
Yeah, this is your girl, Remy Martin from the Terror Squad.
And you're listening to Living Your Truth with Tavares. What's up, Remy? Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. How's everybody doing today? Today we're talking about ditch the mask. That's what we're talking about. Every single mask that we have in our arsenal, we gotta ditch them all. I mean, some of us collect those masks, and we have gotten so great, so terrific at flipping in and out of them that we just are like, you know what? I'm gonna hold on to these. These are great. No, they're not. It's time for you to evolve. It's time for us to evolve. Let's evolve together. Let's elevate together. I know it's scary. That's the point. There are gems in the unknown. Let's travel there together. Why not? That's what I say. Why not? You've been doing the same thing for a long time. You're not getting much further than you were last year and the year before that. So something's not working. And if we want something new to happen, what do we have to do? We got to change something. Something. We can begin with ditching the mask. That'll bring us closer to our authentic self. That'll bring us closer to what we know is good for us. Embrace your authentic self. To be authentic, we must show our vulnerability and expose our true selves to the world, or I say even better, to yourself. Start there. Because here's the cool thing. When we admit all that to ourselves, when we love ourselves, when we are intentional about our self-awareness and we're pouring into ourselves, right? And we're letting ourselves know it's all right. And we're giving ourselves permission and flexibility and options. What ends up happening, we end up literally changing ourselves. And before you know it, the world is seeing you as you see yourself. So this isn't so much about you changing yourself or showing yourself to the world. This is more about us showing ourselves to ourselves and pouring into ourselves, giving ourselves that love, that affection, that time, all the things that we yearn or crave from somebody else, crave from yourself. You crave them from yourself. You ask yourself for that time. You take yourself on a date. Look, I'm going to be straight up. For those people who are out there in the dating circuit and you feel like you haven't been having the kind of return on your investment you would like to have, let me help you with something. Do more for you. Like, I haven't been in the dating pool for a while, but what I recall, the way I did it, was I did a lot to try to impress the other person. I recall not really doing a whole bunch to impress me. I mean, I kept myself, you know, manicured and looking good and that sort of thing. But looking back, I realized I didn't really do the things I do now. And of course, that's a part of life and evolution. Yeah, I get that. The point that I'm making is there's a lot of resources out there today, and a lot of resources are saying self-love, self-awareness. But it's not just about that. It's literally pouring into yourself, you know, spending time with yourself, reading, doing things that are feeding your intellect, that are feeding your mind, your body, your spirit, your nutrition, loving yourself intentionally. And I will share something with you. Chances of someone literally almost appearing out of thin air. Of course, you got to be intentional with your ask. So be very specific. If you're into praying or you're into asking the universe for things, be very specific about the kind of individual you want. And you will get that individual by being that individual. That person will appear almost as if out of thin air right in front of you. You will have manifested this individual. But it starts first with the self. So when we ditch the mask, we open ourselves up to a whole new world. I had to do it. Y'all knew I had to do it. But we do. We open ourselves up to a whole new world. A whole new world of possibilities. If you believe in the possibilities, then you believe in you. And if you believe in you, then you believe in the possibilities. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets.
Cerritos Wheeling Custom is having their biggest parking lot sale ever. As a matter of fact, it's so big it will cover two full days, this Friday and Saturday. Cerritos Wheeling Custom's Bellflower location has thousands of tires and wheels at unbelievable prices. And when they say unbelievable prices, they mean Centerline Hellcat 16x8 aluminum wheels for only $239.95 each, or Dynamax Performance Exhaust for your car, van, or truck only $19.99. The new GT 17x8 Mustang wheels for as low as $99.99 each. And with the purchase of any wheels and tires, receive two free laps at the Malibu Grand Prix. Good at their locations in Fountain Valley or Anaheim. Talk about bargains? You'll find them at Cerritos Wheeling Customs' huge parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday in Bellflower, one block north of the 91 freeway on Bellflower Boulevard. Remember, here's your chance to really clean up with fantastic buys for your car, van, or truck. It's the Cerritos Wheeling Customs' big parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday at Cerritos Wheeling Customs on Bellflower Boulevard in Bellflower.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we've been talking about Ditch the Mask. Man, what a show. What a show. What a show, huh? Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, we ditch the mask to allow ourselves to expand. To expand in mind, body, spirit, and nutrition. When we expand in those areas, naturally other areas of our lives that we've poured into are going to open up. That's why I've been saying pour into yourself. Take every opportunity you have to pour into yourself. If you find yourself with a couple of hours available and you're free, don't be so quick to call somebody in to occupy that space. Pause. Recognize the things that are around you. Recognize that you have 2 hours to yourself. This is very special time. It's priceless, in fact. This is time for you to pour into you. This is time for you to get closer to you, to yourself, to your spirit. Understand who you are, what you like, what you want, what you don't like, what you don't want. Recognize that you're a spirit, you're energy, and you deserve some personal time. Because that personal time allows you to evolve and to get intentional with your thoughts, to get acquainted with yourself, with your energy, feel your energy, feel the power behind your energy. Now, you could do this in a myriad of ways. You can meditate, you could walk, you could just remain still, you could pick something on the wall and focus on it, or you could focus on your breathing. You can go to the spa and treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. But I'm saying doing things for you that allow you to enrich who you are, your spirituality, every single day, even an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 30 minutes a day. This all will help you as you ditch the masks. Let's ditch the masks together. And when we feel like we've slipped into that program, let's slip back out of it just as seamlessly as we did when we got into it. And remind ourselves that I'm worthy, I'm beautiful, I'm talented. I'm imperfect just the way that I am. And we are not perfection, we are progress. If you want to email me, hit me up at livingyourtruthpodcast@gmail.com, traditional spelling. If you want to hit us up on X, formerly known as Twitter, we are at LIVIN, the letter U, the letter R, the word truth. And if you're on TikTok, Facebook, or IG, the Insta, we are at Living Your Truth Podcast. I want to thank each and every single one of y'all who continue to tune in from all around the world. Thank you for sharing in this space. Thank you for sharing in this energy field that we have going on here. I am so grateful for you all. I'm grateful. I really am. Continue to like, add, share, and subscribe. Tell a loved one, tell a friend. And in the meantime, be the better versions of yourself. Love yourself and each other. And have fun. Have lots of fun. See y'all next time. Peace.
Next time on Living Your Truth with Tavares.
Obey your greatness. On the next Living Your Truth with Tavares.
Be sure to email us at livingyourtruthpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're on Twitter, we are at LIVINUR Truth. And if you're on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, we are at Living Your Truth Podcast.
You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And once you do, the magic will begin to happen. I'm happy to use my life as an example so that others can learn. You may have to let some things go before you become successful. Success looks different on everybody, and so does the process. Some of you want success but don't want to let go of the exact thing that's in your way of obtaining success. You can't have it both ways. Welcome to Living Your Truth with Tavares. Wow, thank you. I am living in my blessing. Thank you so much. This is great. Wow.